The city of Glendale's financial situation is not a great one right now. A recent Wall Street Journal article even referred to Glendale in a similar context to Detroit, which filed for bankruptcy protection. The city council will have some big decisions to make before the next fiscal year starts on July 1st. Tom Dunsing is Glendale's new finance director. He explains how he's focusing on dealing with the problem.
We do a five-year forecast. And that five-year forecast, based on current conditions now, we take a look and say, how large are our projected expenditures in excess of our projected revenues? And based on that, we've identified that we do have a structural deficit. One of the elements is we have a sunsetting sales tax on July 31st, 2017. So that's one of the things that we need to plan around as well.
What are the options as you see them, and how quickly do you need to act?
The first step that we took, and it's the step we took on Tuesday evening with the council, was to really identify the size of the problem. We didn't get into the details or discussions on the options. There are certain options that we overviewed at a high level, but again, we just wanted to our message was, step one, here is the depth of the issue that we're working with. Some of the things that we threw out are we can look at our services or service levels. We can immediately reduce or remove expenditures. We have an element called contingency funding, and that really is amounts that governments typically appropriate for unanticipated things. And so it's just an amount that's appropriated for no specific thing. And one of the things that you do going through this process is you determine what's the appropriate level to fund this contingency. That's a short-term option. We have long-term options as well. Do we look at new or increased revenue sources? Can we restructure our debt that we're paying? Or are there other contractual obligations that we could actually renegotiate?
The agreement with the Phoenix Coyotes, of course, got a lot of attention to keep the team playing in Jobbing.com Arena. How much money do you anticipate coming in for that and going out? What's the imbalance there?
Our message to our council was it wasn't any one thing that got us to the structural deficit, and we anticipate it's not going to be one thing that gets us out of it either. So, and it's really kind of difficult to define, you know, the impact that has, because where do you draw the line? Do you draw the line at the surrounding businesses? Do you draw the line at just the arena itself? I'm talking for, you know, the sales tax that we collect in that area.
Mm-hmm.
We did present a schedule that shows that arena Westgate area, and it indicates that we collect about, it's probably in total about $14 million of revenue within that area. Again, it encompasses, you know, Jobbing.com plus some of the development around there.
Earlier this week, there was good news that Glendale is going to host the 2016 college football championship game. I know that's a few years out, but it's still within that five-year frame you were talking about. Is there a thought that getting something like that helps the short-term perception of Glendale, which might help, in fact, the economy in the short term, even before the game is played here?
I'm an optimist by nature, so I think anything like that is a very good thing for Glendale. I can tell you, when we prepared this forecast, they hadn't made the announcement yet, so we don't have any assumptions in this forecast because of that announcement.
That's the City of Glendale's finance director, Tom Dunsing.